Thank you all for coming. And for those of you I didn't meet personally, I'm Wendy Kennedy, and this is Nora Harold. And we've been working together for over 14 years now.
In this life.
Yes. which we'll get into a little bit, because we wanted to share some of our story with you, because we think it's important. A lot of times we dismiss some of that because we think, oh, nobody wants to hear about me. But when you start to hear other people's stories, it helps you to relate to things that are going on in your own life, especially since we're going to start talking about some of the intergalactic stuff today. And it kind of gives you a bigger picture. So about a little over 16 years ago, I started channeling. I started having visions, and I didn't know what they were. So I started doing some research, and I came across channeling. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know anybody who did it. I just knew that I was supposed to be doing it. And I got some books, and I did some of the exercises, and I had really visceral responses. I would water, as I like to say. My eyes would leak. It's like crying, but there's no emotion attached to it. And my eyes would flutter, and I would feel tingling in my hand, but I couldn't get any words out to channel. And I would work at it for a little while, and then I'd put it aside, and then I'd go back to it. And this went on for about a year. And then I started doing automatic writing. I knew one day I was supposed to sit down with pen and paper, and I just started. And I worked first with my own angelic guides. I worked with a being named Shor Harar. And he's kind of a guide in training, and I certainly put him through his paces. And my own guide, Jaranad. And then a few other beings, Ramshi, who actually may come through a little later today, we'll see. He's a 12th dimensional being. He is part of a collective, and I actually channel a couple other beings from the collective. And he is a master geneticist, or a universal architect. So he has a lot of big picture information. And then about a year and a half after that, I started working with the Pleiadians. And about that time, I started channeling verbally, because as I was doing the automatic writing, I was hearing it well before it was coming out, and it was becoming very, very cumbersome for me. So I had to put the pen down and trust what I was getting and just speak it. And with the Pleiadians, they are a little different than the other beings because they work with tone and sound. So it's not any one dialect. It's just tones and sounds that you need in your field, and it has changed over the years. So if you listen to recordings from, say, 6-7 years ago, it sounds far more British. And then for a while it sounded far more Australian, and now we've kind of come back to the middle. When we got to the Australian, you know, there's a whole other set of muscles that you use. A little bit here. So I was like, okay, can we move it back? So it's just really the tones and sounds that you need. And it's interesting, as Nora will channel them, you'll hear the similar vibration to it. But you can tell as it's colored by each of us in our own filters. But you'll certainly feel their own energy as well. And it was about that time when I started channeling verbally that I met Nora. And I actually met another woman first. And her name is Amy. And I was working with her. And the minute I met her, it was like meeting somebody that I'd known my whole life and then some. There was immediate soul recognition. And I felt immediately at home around her. I had so much love. And Amy was reading tarot already. She'd been doing that for years. So we got to talking, and I told her about the channeling that I did, and we hit it off. And Amy said, "You've got to meet my friend Nora." So I did. And I'll let Nora finish the story
for me. So, you know, when I was young,
Younger.
Thank you, Gloria. When I was physically younger, I would know who was going to be on the telephone before I picked it up. I would be able to contact my mother telepathically if I needed her to call me. I knew things. I felt things. I was a very emotional child, very sensitive, very engaged. And around the age of 8, 9, 10, I can remember as I would fall asleep, reaching for a piece of information that my 8-year-old brain could not even process, but trying to reach for it. trying to, and I was trying to remember something. And it was an intense experience to have at 8, 9, 10. And it was ongoing for a while, where I would feel like I almost had it. I almost had this understanding of who God was. That was the best my 8-year-old brain could do. And then it would slip away. So when I was in my early 20s, I got a deck of tarot cards because I felt like, okay, I want to exercise. I want to grow in that direction. And I read tarot for many years. And when I was 29, I met Amy, who Wendy... I met Amy years before that. But when I was 29, Amy and I were hanging out doing tarot readings together. And I was having a challenging time in my life, as we all do at 28, 29. There's an astrological aspect that happens called your first Saturn return at that point in development. So if any of you know any 28 or 29 year olds, you're probably watching them change their identities and go through big dramatic shifts. So I went through that and had no sense of myself and my purpose on the planet. I felt completely lost. And Amy and I were doing readings for each other, and she mentioned that she'd met this woman, Wendy, who channels. And I said, you know, what is that, talking to dead people? And she said, well, you can do that, but Wendy channels her spirit guide. You know, and when Amy said the words spirit guide to me, that lit me up right away. I knew that term. I knew that was what I'd been looking for, just like Wendy described when she heard about channeling. She knew she was supposed to channel. So that night, Amy and I went into a quiet, brief meditation, and I made contact with my guide, Mirando, for the first time that night, conscious contact. And his energy was just so big and beautiful and loving to me. It was an experience that profoundly changed me in a moment, because the kind of love I felt emanating from his field was not anything that Nora had ever experienced in this body before. So we met very quickly after that, and Amy and Wendy and I began channeling together on a regular basis. So, you know, we were all around 30, and we would channel for fun. We would channel till 4 in the morning. We would, you know, eat cookies and channel and channel and channel and channel and channel. Channel for each other, channel about whatever. Wendy introduced me to the Pleiadians initially through Barbara Marciniak's book, Bringers of the Dawn, and her own connections that she was establishing. You know, and as soon as I picked that book up, as soon as I looked at it, I went, oh, Pleiadian, duh. Right, that explains it. you know, and then for years, Wendy and I have been in and out of touch. We've kind of gone our own separate ways and done our own things. And John and I, this is my husband, Jonathan Wilk. So many of you know John. And John channels as well. But today, John's going to hold the energy for us and hold the space for us and probably not verbally participate, but he's certainly participating just as well. We moved to Southern California, and when we did that, I knew that Wendy was living in Santa Monica, and I felt very strongly like we needed to see, like I needed to see her. And we've reconnected, and this is our first public appearance together, channeling. Whoa. So we are very excited to be here.
It's almost like a little sneak peek of what an afternoon the two of us sitting around having tea is like.
Yes.
Where are the cookies?
The cookies. I'm sorry, where are the cookies? I know. As soon as I said cookies, I thought I shouldn't have said cookies. Don't
cookies.
Okay.
So every time we sit down, every time we create an event, we always sit down and we kind of check in and see, you know, what do you all want to do? And today they gave us kind of an outline. We're not entirely sure who's going to show up. So it'll be very, very interesting. Oftentimes, at least for the public, I don't channel many other beings besides the Pleiadian Collective, but I have the feeling there may be a few other visitors. In addition to Ramshi, I also work with beings in the Sirius star system. There is a being that is part of the Sirius High Command. And I have a feeling he may be making a little bit of an appearance. And then I know we have Yeshua.
Yes.
Probably some fairy energy. If they're not coming through, they're hanging out. And so it should be.
Maybe some archangels.
Yeah. Some Arcturans, Lyrans. So what we're going to do is go for probably about an hour. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to take a little break, give everybody a chance to use the facilities. I'm speaking up. There's one right here and then one upstairs. If you have a cell phone while I'm thinking about it, if you could just make sure that it is turned off or to vibrate, a little housekeeping, that would be great. And then we'll come back and we'll have time to do some questions and answers in the second hour.
We may take questions in the first hour, and those questions would pertain to the information that's channeled in the first hour. So we'll stay on topic here in the first hour, and then once we break and come back, kind of open it up and you all can ask about anything you want. So I'm going to begin. So if you all will just give me a moment to link up. This is Yeshua. I greet you with love and joy and peace. And I recognize you all in this moment as universal beings of light. I recognize your beauty, your essence, your energy, and it is my wish that all of you could see yourselves as beautiful as I see you. It is my wish, our wish for you in this moment, to take a breath and recognize your own divinity. Feel yourself sparkle. Feel your energy shift in this moment as you raise your frequency. So we're going to talk to you for just a bit now about a new technique. It will be new for some of you. Some of you have heard this information already, but we're making a point of giving it on a regular basis right now. So as you shift, as you have shifted, and as you continue to shift, and this is true, you have shifted. You are no longer the beings you were in this lifetime, and you are continuing to shift. So as you have shifted, it is important as you shift that you take on, integrate, understand new ways of being in reality with respect for your connections to your guides and source. So what worked for you at a lower frequency, at a more third dimensional frequency in your connections to source, your connections to your guides, your connections to higher frequencies, is not as effective for you any longer because you have shifted. So we're going to give you a process today that will help you actually accelerate your personal shifts and feel more connected to source on a regular basis, allow you to experience your own divinity as you walk around your daily life. So most of you are used to running your connection to source, your universal connections, through your crown chakra, which sits up here on the top of your heads. And you've had many meditations over the years where you have, as you've inhaled, you've taken in that energy into your crown chakra, and as you have exhaled, you've moved it throughout your chakras, and that was extremely effective in the third dimension. You needed to work in a linear fashion in that way. But when now we're going to ask you all to begin running your connections to the universe, your source, through your high heart chakra. It's also known as the eighth chakra. It has been depicted in charts, diagrams, descriptions on your planet as the color turquoise. However, we would like to say to you it is much more than that color. That worked for you in a third dimensional frequency, at a third dimensional density. You had to choose a color for your eighth chakra, for your high heart chakras, because that's the way you were running your chakra system. But we would say to you that the high heart chakra, the eighth chakra, contains all of the colors in the universe, all of the colors in the universe. Some of those colors you have not yet been able to view with your third dimensional perception. They go beyond, they transcend the colors of this planet. So we're going to let you be open about your experience of what your eighth chakra, your high heart chakra, looks like, feels like, how it operates. We want you to be open with this, and we want you to allow that to evolve. So we're going to do a quick exercise in this moment. So we're going to ask you all to sit in an open and relaxed position. We're going to inform you all as well that both Yeshua and the Pleiadians are working through Nora in this moment. So some of you may be recognizing some of the Pleiadian frequency as well right now, although we're braiding our energy together. So there's not as dramatic as of a shift like when the Pleiadians come through directly. But we are all here, and many more are here in this moment, transmitting through Nora, through Wendy, through all of you. We are all transmitting. So place your attention now, please, on your breath. And just relax and feel in this moment how good it is to breathe. And now place your attention on your eighth chakra, your high heart. And we like to look at it in all of you as it really encompasses your whole heart. We'll call this your whole heart chakra. So that includes what you would call your fourth chakras. It's your whole heart. And as you inhale right now, you find yourself receiving a beam of golden light right into your whole heart. And as you exhale, you feel the energy of that golden, loving light move up and down your body, emanating out of your whole heart, moving from side to side. And as you inhale, you receive more of that golden love and light. And as you exhale, you continue to process that light, that frequency, throughout your being. And you feel lighter. And as you continue to run this process now, you find on the exhalation that you have filled yourself up with this golden light, so you feel it now beginning to extend out beyond your physical frame. So you are filled with this light as it lights you up, triggers your own divinity, your own light. And you send this into your etheric field. So we want you to pay attention right now to that field of energy that exists right around your physical form. This is a very powerful space. For this is where you interact with your world. That this field. So it is both you and you interrelating with your world, your environment. And as you run your connection to Source this way, through your whole heart, well, the whole heart acts as a filtering agent, keeps you at the highest frequency you can sustain at this time. And as you begin to emanate that frequency, your highest possible frequency in this moment, you activate additional chakras, a chakra system that is unlike anything you are used to here on the planet. And it sits in this field. And it moves. They are points of light that sparkle and shine, that flash and move up and down, and through your bodies, your physical bodies as well. So for those of you who are visual, you're having a very strong sense right now of what you might want to call your fifth dimensional chakra system. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes and be here now in this space, still activated, still sitting in this frequency. To tone along, please join in. Of energy. Yes, it's us, the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective. We just wanted to come through and tone a bit, and we're going to step out of Nora verbally, jump into Wendy. Not like it really works that way, we're both, but Nora's going to close her mouth.
Yes, well, this is a good example for you all of understanding what bilocation is like. All right, we're splitting our frequencies, and we can come through both at the same time, it's not a problem.
Yes, see, we're here, we're here, we're there, we're there, we're there, we're there, we're everywhere.
It's a bit like a ventriloquist act over here.
I'm having such a laugh. This is just Nora. She likes to say just Nora, you know, and you know, that's something we're asking you all actually to work on, is letting go of seeing yourself as just, as less than, as lower than us. We're your family. You're our family. We are one. We're the same, connected.
And as we go here, there is, well, there's a lot of ground we're going to cover. We're going to go off on some tangents, as you know we often do. And we do this, for those of you who haven't experienced our energy, with intent. Because it gets you, again, out of the mind. Because you have a tendency to go back to the mind. Even though we just got you heart-centered, you go back to that old operating system. So a lot of the concepts, a lot of the information we're going to give you, the mind may try to grab onto. You say, I can't quite get it. Well, you don't have to. Because the mind was developed, and you all developed the mind, by the way. You all created it so that you could stay in density. But it was created so that you could only see one version of reality, so that you were focused only in one place, that you weren't split, as we were just showing you. In order to have both of those experiences at the same time, for both to talk at the same time, as it were, you got to process that through your heart center. Because if you try to do it with the mind says, how is that possible? We don't get it. Because the mind was only set up to take a limited amount of data. Now, a lot of what we're giving you is far richer than that, and the mind can't handle it, so it just throws out all the extraneous data. So as we go here, if there's anything that you're finding is difficult to hold on to, see it as an orb of light, and drop that orb of light down from the mind into the heart center, and just let it sit there.
You don't have to have all the words. All you have to do is hold the vibration in your being. Because we're going to give you today a small amount of history. All right, we're going to talk just a little bit of galactic history here in a bit. And it is a version. There are infinite versions of the truth. So you've got to take the bits and pieces that resonate with you and leave the rest behind.
We also want to let you know, many of you awakened a long time ago in linear time in these bodies. Some of you are more newly what you would call awakened. Really, you're all awake. You've always been awake. It's just a matter of remembering. But anyway, many of you came across information many, many years ago that told a particular story. And that information was planted here on the planet to help awaken you. That was the purpose of that information. As you shift, as you evolve, you're going to find that information is not useful to you any longer, as it should be. It would be like staying in kindergarten. You don't do that. You continue to grow and evolve. You might pull one piece back from that experience or a memory, but you're working on whole new levels of information, and you're actually finding that some of what you're processing right now, some of what you're learning, some of what you're understanding doesn't match up exactly with some of what you had taken in years before. Well, that's okay. Things have changed. It shouldn't exactly match up. And again, and we've said this throughout the years, through everyone, in fact, we have transmitted energy. We've said this again and again. We're giving you pieces, not even whole truths. Part of it is so you can search yourself, so you can feel within your bodies what sits with you, what feels right to you. So one of our big messages right now, as you're preparing for another download, and yes, you're going to be receiving a big transmission on what you would call your winter solstice this year. You're going to be receiving a big transmission. Similar to the one you got the winter solstice of 2007. So some of you may be able to remember back then where you were and how differently you're operating now. That was the biggest one you'd received to date. Winter solstice of 2007. That fast forwarded your evolution here on the planet. So we're telling you now, get ready for another doozy. And as you take this love and light in, because that's what this transmission will be comprised of, love and light. As you take it in, be gentle with yourselves, be gentle with others, be as loving as you can be, and step out of judgment. What you're going to find as you process the transmission is much of what you thought to be true is no longer true, including a lot of information that was channeled, a lot of healing techniques. You are shifting what worked for you a couple of years ago in your third dimensional density will no longer work for you as you reascend.
Now, as you are processing all this energy, the linear mind may have a really hard time with this because it says, now I'm frustrated because this was the truth, now you're telling me this, and now I'm feeling that, I'm feeling energy pulsing through my body, I'm feeling anxious, I can't sleep, I don't know what to do, I feel completely different, I don't know who I am anymore. So what we would say is you've got to make sure that you are grounding in your body multiple times throughout the day. That you make sure first thing in the morning that you ground into the vehicle, and there are limitless ways to do this, limitless visualizations to do this. But the reason why it's so important for you to get into the vehicle is so that you can adjust your own frequency. Many of you who are sensitive have stayed out of the body, have been half in the body, as a way of not feeling everything that's going on, but that is no longer working for you. So now you got to get in the vehicle. And then once you're in the vehicle, then you got to figure out how to adjust your own frequencies so that you feel like you are able to function. And throughout the day, there are things that will come up that will create anxiety for some of you, and you'll go back to that old program where you leave the body so you don't have to feel it. And you'll catch yourself. All right, it's time to ground again. So utilizing visualizations where you can see energy coming in through the crown of your head and entering into one cell, all right, and kind of spreading out there, this beautiful golden light, that's your soul essence, kind of moving through the vehicle. Or if you want to see your soul's essence grounded into the body, if you want to see an anchor on it, or like a balloon, a helium balloon that's being pulled down, and then the string goes all the way down to the core of the earth. So there are a lot of things that you can use, but we cannot stress the importance of this enough, especially during this time. So in addition to the solstice energy, you are also experiencing another one of these heightened bands of photonic energy. And that's going to go all the way through the beginning of February. So everything is going to start to get active. Things are going to move really, really fast.
This is Kaliandra. For those of you who do not know me, I am a fairy. I speak for the fairy. I wanted to come in right now because we're talking about being grounded in your bodies. We have some information for you about that. It's so important that you spend time with your feet on the planet, that you experience nature, your connection to nature, the earth, all of those beings that exist in nature as much as you can right now, because they're not having a problem with the shift. They're shifting with ease. They don't have the mental processes that you all have. So they have their uploads of technology. They accept them gracefully. And they shift. And if you spend enough time with the plants, the earth, the animals, the birds, you will see this is true. You will see, as you sit with these beings in this environment, you will see that they have already shifted. You will see that you are communicating with them. You will see that communication actually with the animal kingdom has gotten much easier lately, much clearer. Play with this. We recommend you play with this. We want to let you know as well, we're existing, the fairies, in your fifth dimensional interpretation of Earth. We are holding space for all of you. And this is our realm. The fifth dimensional interpretation of Earth is our realm. And we are here to be your guides into the fifth dimension. We used to exist with you in the third dimension. And we coexisted for a long time. And we played together and made stories together. And then we went our separate ways. And now we are reconnecting. And we are excited that you are arriving. We want you to clear away any image that you're carrying of what a fairy looks like. We're going to let you know that those small winged beings, those images that you've been given. That was a bit of a manipulation. That was meant to make us seem small. We are big beings. Do not misunderstand me. We are big beings. We are creator beings, as are you. So We want you to expand your idea of fairy. We want you to welcome in a much grander understanding of our energy and frequency, and we want you to invite us into your homes. We already visit you in nature, in your spaces, but we will not come into your homes until we're invited. So we ask you to invite us into your spaces, and we will create with you. We will help you with your creative projects and your creations. We love to create. We love you. We look forward to further connections with all of you. I am but one voice of many, many, many beings who look, feel, sound very different from what you may have imagined, and we are very different from each other as well. We take on many shapes and sizes.
So as you are receiving this download at the solstice here, part of what will be contained in the energetic packet is a frequency that is going to, again, help you to amplify and open up this eighth chakra. Now, you've got what we consider to be 12 main chakras. There are so many different ways of categorizing and qualifying energetic centers within the body. We're just giving you one system. The eighth chakra helps you to connect with the planetary system, with the planet itself, with Gaia. And then as you go up to the ninth chakra, it connects you to the solar system, the 10th with the galaxy, the 11th with the universes, the 12th with the multiverses, and then all open up and connect to the one, to source. So what you are starting to activate here is connecting more and more with the earth, and that does include your history on the planet. Well, in order to activate and remember the history on your planet, you've also got to start opening up to galactic information. Now, again, you got to listen to yourself about what is resonating as the truth, because you are constantly moving yourself back and forth between timelines. And when you put yourself on another timeline, you're aligning with a now moment, what you are experiencing. And that now moment is based on an agreed upon set of circumstances that you say are your past. Now, when you change timelines, you change that agreed upon set of circumstances. Now, if you're processing through the linear mind and you're holding on to something from the past, saying, well, in the past I read that this is how something played out, that these beings came from this system and they did this on such and such a date. Well, if you're pulling that in from the past, you may have been on another timeline in the past, so that agreed upon set of circumstances may be different. Are you all with us so far? This is a bit of a mind bender. Take a nice deep breath for us. Now, there are infinite versions of reality and how everything can play out. You've had so much manipulation of your history on this planet that the only way any of you are going to feel like you are receiving a true version of history is when you start to go within to get it. Because you will get the version that is aligning with you in that moment, not what aligned with you yesterday or 5 months ago or 5 years ago, but what is accurate today. So as we go, we are going to give you, as we said, a version, but you've got to go within to get the full picture of who's who, who's playing, so on and so forth. So with this download, you're going to get part of that information or a version that you are in resonance with, so that you can start to expand to see that the game that you're playing here on Earth is a galactic game. You're all getting rather comfortable with the understanding that you're working on the integration of duality here on the planet. And let's say you have an argument with a friend and you see that she's holding and helping you to play out the issue of abandonment, perhaps, or helping you to see that you're running the program, I'm not good enough, I don't have enough power, I'm weak. All right, you all get that, and that feels relatively comfortable for you. But when you start to think about playing that out at a galactic level with a being who is in another dimension, a being from another planet, you all get very small. You say, I'm just a little being on this little planet. I don't know anything about what's going on in the rest of the galaxy. And you all shut down. You're not your big selves. You're not your divine self. So part of what we want to encourage you to do is start being your divine selves. This was set up, this game, to work out issues that were unresolved in other parts of the galaxy. Earth was set up to be an experiment where representatives from all these different systems sent aspects of themselves to Earth to try to play out the very same vibrational frequencies on a smaller scale. You all are asking for more and more assistance from the ET realms. First, let us say this, that we ourselves do not have physical form. We are a collective of 2,500. We are beings of light. We don't incarnate to a planet, but rather we focus our energy to Alcyon, which is the central sun in the Pleiades star system. Now, we're not coming down to help you out. We're not going to land in ships. First, we don't need them because we're beings of light. We simply project ourselves. But it doesn't serve you. It is not for the highest benefit of the collective at this time to make ourselves present to you, because it has the potential to generate way too much fear right now. So what we prefer to do is work with you at the individual level as you are ready. Now, we've been talking more and more about this over the last several weeks because there is a very, very high potential that this is going to happen in the next several weeks, that there will be disclosure about physical beings who are interacting from other parts of the galaxy with your planet. Now, most of you know this is going on. It's not a big deal. Yes, it's happening. It's not a shock. But there is something about it in the human mind. When your government comes out and says, oh, yes, this is true, yes, this is valid, that makes it a reality for you. And again, there are beings who are in density, who are of physical form, who are interacting with you at the individual level. Some of you have seen some of these crafts. Some of you have been on some of these crafts. All right, but at a collective level, you're just not ready. And beings who have your highest interest at heart are not going to come down until you're ready. Rather, they're going to wait for you to come up and increase your vibration. So if this event does occur, it's really important that you use your own discernment, because this will be a manipulated event. It will be controlled, as most things are with your government. And you've got to, again, take the bits and pieces that resonate. It is highly probable that these beings will be humanoid, look very much like you, probably fair-skinned and blonde, and they will probably say that they are from the Pleiades. The Pleiades is a very, very big place. There are about 750 stars that are part of the cluster that make up the Pleiades. There are beings in all different dimensions of all different physicality, and many, many different species, including humanoid, reptilian, the bird people, the feline. There is a small AI presence, artificial intelligence presence there, and many, many other species. And they all have different agendas, and they all have different personalities. So you get to decide if you'd really like to interact with them or not. You don't have to just accept them in, all right? It's just like meeting somebody on the street. Do you want to spend time with them, or do you want to say, it was nice to meet you, have a nice day, and keep walking? All right? This is where your power lies. And we want to encourage you to empower yourselves. Just because you're being given information from a higher dimension doesn't mean that it's any better than the information that you have for yourselves. All right?
We want to remind you as well that many of you are Pleiadian, Sirian, Arcturian, Antarian, Fairy, Lyrian, Andromedan, the list goes on. You are pretending right now to be an Earthling. You're pretending. Those beings, if they land and are presented, and yes, we will say the probability is high. We'll let you know. We gave this information to Nora and Wendy on the same day, separately. They had no idea they were receiving it. Came together in a conversation and came to realize they were both receiving the same transmission at once. So we're being loud about this now. We're being loud. We did that to help them out as well. It's probable, yes. This event will be used to shake you up. Let it! Let it shake you up. And we mean that in a joyful way. If your government decides it's time for you to have a piece of the puzzle, even if they manipulate that piece, it's more evidence of the shift. It's more evidence that you all know a lot more than you're aware of on a daily basis. So let it shake you up in joyful and happy ways. And remember your identities first as universal beings of light. That's it. All of us in the universe, we are universal beings of light first. And then we step our vibration down and incarnate into different star systems and play out a bunch of stories. And none of you really are Earthlings, as we are not really Pleiadians. This is just the costume we're all wearing right now. So we called this group today Messages for the Ground Crew. You understand? You're the ground crew. This is right. You are the ground crew. When you ask for assistance from your extraterrestrial helpers, remember you are extraterrestrial in nature as well. So when you ask for assistance, you can send that request out and up, and those of us who exist in a higher frequency, who are here to love and guide you, will help in ways that we can that are appropriate. In our agreement, but remember when you're asking for extraterrestrial assistance, for angelic assistance, for fairy assistance, for assistance from your spirit guides, for assistance from Yeshua, on and on, find those parts within yourself that are those beings as well. This is integration. This is the understanding that you all have been everything already. You would not be sitting in this room if that were not true for you. And we'll say to you at this point in time as well, most of the beings on planet Earth have been everything. This is a big experience that's happening on the planet, and it's having universal ramifications. We were giving through Wendy the example of, okay, you play your stuff out with the people around you. They play certain roles for you. You go back and forth in your agreements, in your disagreements, you clear your emotional bodies. Oh, this is all so much fun. Yes. Okay, there's another piece. Right now, in the fifth, well, we'll say the third, fourth, fifth, and even some in the sixth dimension out in the universe, there's conflict that exists between planets in other star systems, planets in the same star systems, and then planets relating to other star systems. So you've got Sirians disagreeing with Pleiadians, and Arcturians disagreeing with Andromedans, and you've got Lyrans disagreeing with Pleiadians, and on and on. And the angelic realms kind of sprinkle their love from above. They don't engage in that way. Which is why you might want to be an angel for a while, you know, because you don't do that, and then you're an angel for a while, and then you go, oh, I do want to do that. Yep, that's right, I miss doing that. And then you do it, and then you say, oh, why, I wish I were an angel again. So anyway, you have that going on. But here on the planet, she, who you might be disagreeing with, you're not only working through your processes here on the planet and working through your stuff, you are helping disagreements between star systems and planets resolve themselves. So you've got a Pleiadian an Assyrian, here posing as Earthlings, having an argument. They come to a resolution, an understanding. Well, they remember they love each other, and they transmit that love back to their home worlds. This is a process you are all doing unconsciously, okay? It's unconscious. In fact, John asked in the car, why is it that Earthlings are having such a hard time right now? This is one of the reasons. The conflicts, the chaos, the craziness, it's all magnified so you all can figure it out, so you all can love each other back to a higher frequency and then transmit that information to your home worlds. And yes, we know this is very science fiction sounding. Well, there is no such thing as fiction, okay? If it's created, it came from somewhere. So yes, you've seen some of it played out for you on your films and your TV shows, although none have really encapsulated or captured the true essence of what it is to live in a galactic reality. None have been able to really communicate that to you yet visually, artistically, because in a third dimensional construct, you're limited in what you can experience. But some have gotten close to depicting the differences and the exchanges that happen. So this is your mission in this life, was to incarnate here not just to reascend and go along with the planet in an Earth's reascension process, but also to transmit this healing, loving frequency back to your home worlds so the universe can come back to a state of peace.
So there's another bit that we want to get in here. And while we're talking about terrestrials, extraterrestrials, we're talking about the physicals now. There are a number that you agreed to work with to donate your DNA. Because Earth is the planet of emotion. That's what we call it throughout the galaxy. It is unlike any other planet because of the enormous range of emotion that you experience here. Now, Earth is the third grand experiment where we have all tried to come together on a planet to integrate our issues. The first two failed. And that is in part because we didn't have, or we didn't put into the planet makeup, the range of emotion. So this third experiment was given the wide range of emotion. Now that can mean that you can also get stuck in the lower ones. There are more to get stuck in, as it were. But that also gives you a lot more options and variations to work with. And there are other beings in other parts of the galaxy who become very, very mental. They have forgotten their connection to their emotional body. It is your connection to your emotional body that allows you the ability to really open up your chakras and to create a vortex within your own body that opens you up to source, that allows you to be that divine creator being. Now, some of you have been those species. And you said, how can we learn? How can we grow? Well, let's send ourselves off to Earth and have that emotional experience. And you thought, well, here's another thought. What if you use my body, you use my DNA, and we start working with some hybrids? We create some hybrids so that we can learn and integrate within our own self, within our own species. And you thought, great, what an opportunity. So down you went into a vehicle. You forgot, because you're a third dimensional being and you see yourself as separate, that you made that contract. And many of you have had the experiences of what you call abduction. But we will say to you that they are anything but an abduction. That is the mindset of the third dimensional perspective only. So for those of you who have had these experiences and you're holding a lot of fear around it, what we would say to you is go in and look a little deeper. As you go past that layer of fear, what you're going to find is that there is also a layer of love there. There is a desire to be of service. Each and every one of you contracted for that experience. And most of you said, I'm not going to remember. So go ahead. It's not going to be a problem. Well, as you get higher in frequency and closer to the veil, you're starting to remember more and more. And a lot of these things have been done for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, but the overall frequency was much lower, so you didn't remember. All right? And because right now you are running so many more emotions and you're clearing so many more things, and literally if you're taking part of your tissue samples, you're holographic, so even while you've donated that tissue sample, as you are changing here on the planet, that tissue sample that's on that spaceship is also changing and receiving transmissions about the emotional experience that you're going through. So specifically now, there is more activity going on because they're taking on more and more samples so they can learn more and more. All right? But all of you, each and every one of you has agreed to do this out of service. But you've got to go to that higher level. You can't look at it from the victim-perpetrator consciousness. That's an illusion anyway. That's the third-dimensional construct. So you've got to get yourself heart-centered and then review the situation again. Make sense to everyone? Take a nice deep breath. So we're going to go for just a couple minutes, but we think we'd like to see if there are any questions thus far.
I have one question. Let's say that we have asked help from the ETs, and they said that yes, we will come, and there will be this announcement, and apparently this is a divine plan from the Creator for Earth. So is that correct?
Well, we're not sure we would frame it quite that way. It is a version of reality. And it is a plan, if you will. It is one pathway, one experience, one now moment. But it is also co-created. All right? It is not something that is just given and fated and done. What we do want to say also about this is that as you are asking for help, it's very important for you all to understand that you have the ability to do everything that you're asking for help from other beings. You have the ability to do that yourselves. You're asking for the planet to be cleared energetically, for the planet to be healed. Guess what? You're the ones who are going to make that happen, not any being off-world.
We want to add, sometimes stories like that can simply be distracting because there's this waiting for the help to arrive thing you all experience. So while you wait, you wait. So we're going to ask you to work on letting this be one of the things you clear as far as pieces of information you've been given or stories you've been told that were there simply to help you awaken. If you look at what was given to you specifically, you'll notice the times keep getting pushed back. Yes?
Yes.
And you start to look at that and say, why? Yes. So that story is not working for you any longer. That story is not working for you any longer. There are others who still feel they need to be attached to that story. That's fine. You no longer have to be attached to that outcome. None of you need help. You don't need the extraterrestrials to land to fix things here. That will really shake you up, like we said. It will shift your awakening, but it will complicate as well. Many of you have broadcasted requests for assistance. And those requests have been received. And many of you were not specific when you made your request. You would say in frustration or exasperatedly, come on, land, help us. Well, we'd like you all to cancel your requests right now. Rescind your invitations. Be clear who it is you wish to engage with, who you want to play with.
There are a lot of beings who can answer that call. And as we said, you get to choose who you want to play with, what the frequency feels like. You know, it's not always a vibrational match. They may have a solution for you, but is it the vibration that you're really seeking? And what we would say to you is, when you receive these stories about what can happen, as you think about it, how do you feel? Do you feel empowered or do you feel disempowered? And if you're feeling disempowered in any way, it's probably not a story that you want to hang on to.
We'll add this as well to that piece. Does that information, another way to look at it, benefit you in your life in this moment? Is it a benefit to you in this moment, that information? If your answer is yes, oh, yes, great, I can take that and use it in this moment, then it works for you. If it does not benefit you in this moment and time, it's irrelevant to your experience. This is part of existing out of linear time, which you all are getting used to. You're getting used to. You're remembering to get used to operating out of linear time, and it's quite a ride. Many of you are finding this issue with time. Okay, another question. Someone else.
Also quiet.
I have a question.
Okay, and then Lynn, and then there was a hand up in the back. Yeah, go ahead.
This game, this galactic game, got started somehow. And it, I suppose, has an aim and an end to it. Is there a way to explain this in kind of linear terms? You know, you look at this as something that is being played out, and all these beings we're sharing DNAs with, and you can say, why did you screw this up? You know, wherever you are, and now, you know, we have to suffer through this, and you know, suffer in quotation marks, but, you know.
We're gonna jump in right now, and we're going to say it's not screwed up.
Okay.
Nothing has been screwed up. You need to feel that way about your reality to force a shift. So you give yourselves energy, stories, ideas, constructs to push against. So you're pushing against your reality so you can see what else is there. That's simply what it is. So we just wanted to tend to that piece. Because you're placing a judgment on what's happening now as wrong or bad, and that's just going to make it harder for you to be lighter and more joyful and shift. It's not screwed up. However, we'll say one step was taken. And when that step was taken, events began to occur at a faster and faster rate, like a snowball effect of universal consequences. So you're just talking about cause and effect here, and you're talking about a desire for something else now. Not better, just different.
So does that help, Dan?
I'll get back to you.
They didn't answer. Well, I know they didn't answer your specific how did it start. How did it start? I feel like that's what you really want to know. Is that correct?
Well, we'll talk about Earth itself. The idea for Earth herself came out of a need or a desire to try to integrate polarity as it was being created and generated in other systems. Understand that a lot of what is experienced here on Earth is a transplant from what started in the Pleiades system. Also the Lyrans here. The Lyrans descended and created your Lemurian civilization. They didn't create a lot of the challenges on the planet because they didn't leave things unintegrated. They managed to do their own integration. And with the fall of Lemuria, they went back, many of them, to Lyra. So a lot of the strife is coming from the seed, which is in the Pleiades star system. All right, Alcyon is the central sun, and much of your DNA comes from the Pleiades. There is some that is also coming from other star systems, but the seed of it, the core of it, starts in the Pleiades. And you know, we spread out. We also descended through matter, all right, and came and played this game with you, but it just was us getting creative, saying, What else can we do? What else would be fun? We got bored. Simply put, we got bored, and we were just experimenting. What else can we create? Well, let's create a species and see if we can guide them and see if they can do the integration. And here you are.
Yeshua here. Really, it began with a thought. That's it. It began with a thought. As does everything in the universe, begins with an intent, a desire, a thought, an idea. Send love to that part of you that took part in the experiment. This is why you hold so much anger. You are angry with yourself. Send love to that Pleiadian version of yourself that participated in the creation of the game, and you will feel at ease.
So what if?
Lynn, I think you had your hand up.
Yeah, now I'm not even sure I have the same question. I was a little, in talking about asking for help from extraterrestrials, I was thinking, how do you even discern? How would you even know? And then I was wondering, if we contract with a particular home planet or group before we come, and are they our guides like
yes.
The angels and the
yes.
So if we just go within, we'll get the right frequency.
Yes.
Because we're already, is that
yes.
How it goes?
Yes.
So we don't have to go look and trying to figure out.
No.
Galactic 101, whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
However, we're going to say if you discover it's a Pleiadian collection, a Sirian collection, a Lyran, if you get the name, you know the identity, great. Yes. But you're right, you carry it within. And you're contracted, yes. You have karmic contracts with all of us as you have karmic contracts with each other. It's just the same, yes.
And part of your missions are based on frequencies that you wanted to specifically focus your energy on, things that were important to you. Perhaps it was about competition, or perhaps it was about betrayal. Right? Maybe those are the issues that you wanted to focus on. And they may be core issues for a particular star system. All right? If you want to talk about the AI collective, there's a lot of second-class citizenship, as it were, in the galaxy, especially when it comes to the humanoids and the felines along with them. So that perhaps was important to you. So you align that as part of your mission. And so when you incarnate, those are the things that you really want to focus on. And you create over and over and over again until you can begin to integrate that lesson. Now, when we talk about missions, if you will, you can also call them blueprints, doesn't really matter, it's however you want to frame it. A lot of times you all are looking for a big action or a big event that you've got to do, and missions have nothing to do with that 99% of the time. They are about working with specific frequencies and learning how to integrate it, and it's about you walking through your daily life. The small things that you do in your life can have huge, huge ramifications. As you, as an individual, learn to find love, as you learn to let go of, say, the idea of competition and know that there is unlimited energy in the universe and that one doesn't have to extinguish another in order to exist. That idea, that understanding, and your ability to shift that frequency in your field is then sent off to all other aspects of yourself, all of your genetic line, and all other molecules in the universe. So we'd say that's a pretty big feat. But for you, it may be a very small action. So don't discount those things that are going on that are internal changes. Your mission doesn't necessarily mean that you have to get out and do big physical activities. You don't have to write a book. You don't have to be screaming from a rooftop. You just have to shift your energy from within. And you're living your mission. So, we think we should probably take a break here.
We had one hand up. Yeah, we have one gentleman up.
Yeah, she was talking about the opening of the eighth chakra. Could you give us more details about it? Because I've been feeling that happen for me, and what more do we need to know?
Let's see. first, you need to know, you're on the right track. You're doing very, very well. What you all need to know is that the use of your whole heart does not need to be a dramatic experience. It can and will be a very gentle and loving process where you find that as you begin to run your universal connections, your connections to Source now, through your whole heart on a regular basis, your ability then to create for yourselves a more loving environment, your ability to be clear with your intention, your abilities to line up, align your physical, mental, and emotional bodies, they will happen automatically as you run your connections through your whole heart. So there's much less process and work involved. We want you to make this as simple as you possibly can. Open your heart, use it all, breathe in love and be love. Your field vibrates in that state of love. What you bring to you is recognizably, consciously loving. Okay, now I think we are going to take a break. We're going to take about a 15-minute break. And then we'll come back and we'll do lots of Q&A. I also wanted to share, I'm sure you all noticed my choking there as Wendy, and coughing, as Wendy was channeling about, as the Pleiadians were talking about specifically abductions in the moment and the processing of the abduction experience. And I realized as I was reacting to the information that I was reacting to the information. So I just wanted to share that with you all because, you know, Wendy and I talk about this a lot. I mean, we're earthlings first, like all of you, you know. And
pretend ones, though.
Yes, pretend ones like all of you. And we get activated and have to clear things. And, you know, when that happened, it triggered a bunch of issues for me. Oh, I'm in front of an audience. Oh, I'm going to interrupt Wendy. I felt embarrassed. I felt shame. And then I remembered as a healer, like, you attach shame to anything and you're going to paralyze yourself and not be able to heal. So I thought, okay, let go of the shame. Like, all of this was going on inside of my consciousness as I was coughing. But it definitely was a reaction to that information that was given. And they want you all to pay attention to that moment because in your lives, you all do the same things. You cough for reasons you don't know why. You have sudden pains in your body. You have lots of experiences that seem to come out of nowhere. Okay, nothing ever comes out of nowhere. There's always a cause. So if you can sit with the experience as you're having it and ask, well, what is this about? Why am I having this reaction? What do I need in the moment? You're going to be able to do a deeper level of healing than simply stop coughing. So that's what I did here in front of you. I asked what was going on. I got it was an abduction experience. Wendy picked up a little more information for me about it after on the break. So I just want to share that.
And also pay attention to your emotions. If your emotions feel out of scale for what you are experiencing, it's a pretty good indication that you've tapped into another lifetime, especially for those who are empathic. We do that all the time. And as an empath, I had to learn how to deal with it. I was feeling emotions that, frankly, didn't feel like they were mine. And so you just have to be kind to yourself in that moment. All right. Everybody just take a nice deep breath.
I want to say as well, I'm having so much fun today. And I want you all just to know how much fun I'm having and how grateful I am to be sitting here with Wendy, and how much I love Wendy, you know. And I never would have imagined 14 years ago when we first met in this life and started channeling together that someday we would be engaging in this way. And we're, you know, I'm really happy.
Making history.
Thank you. Greetings, dear ones. This is Carola. And as Wendy was talking earlier about Ramshi, that Ramshi is part of a collective, I am also a part of that collective. We are a group that exists within the 12th dimensional realm, and we are holders of frequency in the grand design, holding planetary systems together, holding galactic systems together. The question was asked earlier about how did it all begin? And the answer was given from Yeshua, that it began with a thought. We get really creative up here. And what we wish you to know is that it's important that you all get really creative down there. Because you are often waiting for a date. You're often waiting for an event in the future. You're waiting for 2012. You're waiting for what's coming next. So what we would encourage you to do is simply to be creative now. Instead of waiting for something, what would you care to experience in this moment, in this brief glimpse at the vibrational experience in front of you before the next one comes and the next one comes?
Yeshua here. Just want to partner here and share with you that your ways of creating, manifesting, are shifting. You've gotten very attached to the information around law of attraction. Let it go. This is one of the things you need to let go. Law of attraction is a third dimensional operating system. So when we brought you that exercise of using your whole heart and then activating your field and your fifth dimensional chakra system. If you carry love in your field at all times, you will be able to create instantaneously and manifest what you need at all times without going through what's become a very long and arduous process that you all have called law of attraction because of movies and classes and books. So we're wanting to give you that as well.
So we're going to chime in here. This is a perfect example for you of differences of opinion, differences of perspective. So take the piece that resonates with you in the moment. Now, we work with you through the laws of attraction because that's where some of you are. But what Yeshua is sharing with you is that this is where you're headed. And there is a new method and a new way. So you're having to let go of a lot of the rituals, a lot of the structures that you put in place about how you thought you had to work in order to get to a vibration. We've been very honest about how we feel about rituals. We are not fans of them because you get locked into a mindset. And as Carola was saying, you've got to start using your creativity. Because what's happening here has never happened before. We don't know what to tell you to do. You're the ones down here having the experience who are teaching us. We can lend a few suggestions. But you've got to tune in with yourselves and figure out what vibrates in your body, how it vibrates. Do you enjoy it? Do you want to keep creating it? Do you want to create something different? And you've got to use that imagination, as it were. But eventually you're going to stop using attraction and reflection, but if in one moment you feel drawn to use that, go right ahead. If in another moment you want to simply work vibrationally, great. We're encouraging you to let go of those old systems. Occasionally you may go back to it, don't berate yourself, but also look for new ones. Look for new ways of healing. Say, you know, in the past I know I'm supposed to work with this chakra on this issue, but I really feel like I'm supposed to be doing this instead. Listen to how you are intuitively guided because you have all the best answers within you. You just got to play around with it. You're all afraid to play because you think, oh, I'm going to mess something up. Or, this is sacred. I can't touch it. No, it's meant to be altered. You already know what that sacred thing is. It's already had that experience. That vibration exists, so why not try a new one? Build on it. Some things are going to work, some things aren't. Some things are going to fall very, very flat, and that's all right. It was just an experience. You don't have to attach to it, and you move on.
We concur. We concur with all that the Pleiadians have brought forth. And yes, it's very true. Many of you are transiting in between, back and forth, from moment to moment even, which frequency you're resonating with, which experience you're having. We'd like to give you another piece now as you shift. Collaboration is key.
Yes.
So your reality used to your survival needs often were based upon a need to compete. Look what I made, look what I did, how can what I made take care of me? And that is as it should have been here on the planet. That was the game you were playing. But now as you're reascending, you must drop this need to affirm your identity by what you've done or what you've made on your own. That will keep you alone. That will keep you apart. That will keep you dense and small. You must instead look to those around you first, who are vibrating in a similar frequency first. Go to those you feel are vibrating in a similar frequency and say, how can we play together? What can we make together? And as you do that, as you collaborate in this way, you'll find others joining in, others coming into your creations that are vibrating at the same frequency. And some of these beings may really surprise you. You may think, I never would have thought this person could be here in this moment with me. And we will say to you, let go of that thought and welcome them in. For if they've shown up, they are vibrating in your frequency. And you're going to recreate an experience that was very separate and individual here on your planet to one of immense collaboration and co-creation. So the word globalization has been given to you, and it's been used mostly to scare you. You've had many pieces of information implanted that are attached to the word globalization that cause you a sense of fear. You can feel it right now as you hear the word globalization. You are global beings, yes. You are galactic beings as well, and you are universal beings of light beyond that. But first, you are global. You must be global. You must extend your frequencies, your energies, your love and light to every being who exists on this planet, and stop thinking in terms of towns and cities and states and villages and countries and continents, and instead recognize the identity of all as universal beings of light and collaborate.
We want to jump in here and just talk about one thing. For those of you who are very sensitive, for those of you who are empathic, we talked a lot about getting in your bodies, all right? So now it's time for you to step up the game. You, in the past, as you have reached out to energy fields, what happens is you connect with another, and what you're connecting with is their distortion. You're hitting that level of their emotional field, and you're feeling the emotions, and you're contracting. You're pulling your energy back in. And as you go here, what you're going to find is the energy has to keep pulsing out and moving beyond. You can't shut your energy down any longer. You got to run more and more of it and pulse more and more of it out, more light, more love. Because when you go further, what you see is beyond the distortion. You start to recognize the divine self, and you say, oh, this isn't a problem for me to be in a room of 500 people. Whereas before, you would think of that as your worst nightmare. So rather than contracting, you've got to start pulsing more and more out. It will take the focus off of you and that internal mechanism, and start to put it out, you're not going to associate with those emotions in the same way. You're going to see, oh, look, they're playing that that drama of competition out. Interesting. Look how they created that. Fascinating. You're going to look at it from a co-creative level as opposed to the victim-perpetrator consciousness. And you're going to start to have a very, very different experience. And the more that each and every one of you starts to connect with Source from within, you're going to start to connect more and more with others. But again, not with their distorted selves, but with their divine selves. So that you can start working globally. So that you can start collaborating and getting really creative. We're excited to see what comes up.
We're going to continue just a bit with this idea and have you think of it this way. Many of you believe that the energy that you have access to is finite. Many of you have said, oh, I felt drained by this. That person drains me. Oh, I don't have enough energy. And that's because you all have been operating, believing that you have a tank, and you run your day and your tank empties out, and then you have to go to sleep and recharge and your tank gets filled up. And that's, again, part of that third dimensional construct, running energy in that way. Well, there is a limitless supply of energy available to you as you run Source energy through your heart chakra and connect in that way with your whole heart. You have access then to the ability to be unconditionally giving and receiving of love at all times. Because what you're doing in that moment is you're allowing universal love and light to move through you and work through you. You all then become a channel for that love and light, which is always replenished instantaneously as it moves through you. So if you begin to think about your day in this way, how can I be more loving, more unconditionally loving with those around me? If you let your focus and your attention, in fact, always be on that, how can I am being a receptacle of unconditional love, and I give that freely and generously at all times. As you begin to operate in this way, what you're going to understand is others around you will begin operating in this way as well. So imagine in this moment a reality where you no longer have to think for a second about your own needs, your energy field, your state of well-being, because everyone else on the planet is doing that for you. This is where you're headed. This is what you've been practicing. Many of you for years now, and you're practicing in this space right now. So practice this in this space right now. Right now, in this moment. Send unconditional love through you to all in this space. And as you inhale, allow it to return to you in whatever form it comes without needing to place your attention on it, knowing it's there. This is going to be the key piece for you all. You know, many of you are still looking for love. Beautiful. You are all beautiful.
There's no need to look for it. It's simply opening up to receive it. For it is always there and always present with you.
Questions? Yes.
If everything is illusion, is there something that is not illusion, such as sound and light?
Love. Mm-hmm. Frequency. When you what you're looking for, it's all about vibration. It's all about frequency. And while on one hand we will say your reality is an illusion, on the other hand, it's not. Because it is an expression. It is an expression of vibration. And in that sense, it's not. But when we say it is an illusion to you, we mean that it is just a small slice, it is a small sliver of the more expanded version of you. And it isn't all that you are. is a limited sliver.
Let us say to you as well, maybe it's time for you all now to subtract that word illusion and then replace it with creation. Reality is a creation. You all in this room, you have an understanding of yourselves as much more than these bodies. You've integrated that piece of information fully, that the fact that you attached yourself to this particular identity, yes, in part, that's an illusion. That word, though, sometimes is tripping you up now because you think, well, it's not really real, therefore I should be elsewhere doing something else. No, there is nothing more important than what you do here right now in your creations. Nothing more important than this.
Let us give you another word for illusion. It is a limited perspective. And perhaps that will help you. Your version of reality is simply a limited perspective. So when you pull back, you say, oh, look at all the other stuff going on. All right.
You had a question?
Yeah, I did. I'm getting just a little bit confused because I've been working so long on discernment. When you're trying to be compassionate with the people around you, and there's people around us these days that are becoming very desperate, and they are, and I hate to say it, but they're draining our energy. And you're saying that if you give it to them and go past, I'm just kind of struggling.
Yeshua again. Yeshua, yes. So, this is a very complex piece that you're asking about, because you all, for a long time, had to develop boundaries. You had to do many things to survive in the limited perception, perspective of the third dimension. Yes? Mm-hmm. You had to do many things.
Right.
We're saying you don't have to do those things any longer. You don't have to protect and disarm. But that also means you don't just walk about as you are. So in this transitory period which you're in, you will find at times you're still operating from a need to impose boundaries because you've forgotten in that moment that you are a conduit of unconditional love and light which moves through you all the time and is source. Its source is infinite. In the moments when you forget that, like what was being said earlier about law of attraction versus instant manifestation creating from your field, you're in this transitory state, yes, where you may find yourself relying on what we would call third dimensional technologies. That is okay. But when you catch yourself in the moment of establishing a boundary, feeling drained, simply observe. Observe yourself in that moment. Don't judge. Don't try to change. Just observe. Oh, aha, I feel drained. Your body, your essence, your energy, your higher self, all of you wants to shift, wants to exist in a fifth dimensional construct where you're able to run unconditional love and light through you at all times and give effortlessly. You want that to happen. So, it will happen automatically, is what we're saying, as long as you simply observe the moments when you feel out of sync with that reality. Just observe your behavior. If you step into judgment about yourself, if you step into judgment about another, or you step into shame, you're going to make the process jerky. It'll be the start and stop kind of energy. Some of that, actually, that is the way you've been experiencing. A little jerky, because you think you should be doing better than you are. We will say you are doing marvelously well. You are doing beautiful, beautiful work in this life. Know that truth more within your being. That will take care of everything else.
Thank you.
So we'd like to add our two cents here as well. We'd like to give you another way of thinking about boundaries. Most of you, when you think about boundaries, see yourself in this cocoon of white light. That's separation for most of you. It creates a wall. So as we were saying, the new method of working is about pulsing more energy out. And if you've got an infinite source, then it's not a problem. But when you drop down to that limited perspective, you say, well, it's finite now, and now we've got nothing left. But we'd like to kind of shift that image for you. Instead of a cocoon and putting yourself in this isolation, we'd like for you to see it, that boundary, as a vibrational range, which you are not going to drop below. So your boundary says, I'm not going to drop beneath this resonance right here. You're going to have to come up to me. All right, if you want to interact with me, you've got to raise your frequency. So if you think about it that way, it's a horizontal plane here, and you're not contained in any way. And you can allow more energy simply to flow through you and allow others to come up to your level. It's a choice. You can choose to drop down, that's fine. It's a vibrational experience. Are you enjoying it? Maybe, maybe not. But really, boundaries are about learning to hold your own vibrational level. All right, and hold higher and higher frequencies. And see yourself as running unlimited amounts of energy. There's no need for protection. Protection comes from the mindset of separation and of duality. All that is really required is for you to pulse love. Because anything else that you're pulsing out, you're going to get back. All right, so any fears, any lower resonances, that's what you're going to get back. So simply pulse love. It's really as easy as that. And the rest will take care of itself as it starts to get activated. The more you hold love, the more the lower stuff gets activated. What will happen is you'll drop out. And you'll experience that lower frequency until you can integrate it, until you can acknowledge it in your field. And then you integrate it, you shift it, you raise your vibration again, you get back up to that higher frequency, the lower ones get activated again. You drop out. This is the process, the normal process that you will go through. Do not berate yourself because you say, how am I in this lower frequency again? You can't sustain the higher one. It's just not possible for any of you. So you will go for a period, drop out. Go back up, stay there for longer, drop out perhaps not as far. Go back up, stay for even longer until you finally get to that period where you are simply holding that higher resonance. And that higher resonance just happens to be in another dimensional range. That's where you're all headed.
I had a question, if you're ready.
Yes.
It's a little more mundane, but it's finances. In the past, I had bad credit, but the last 10 years, I really built it up, so now it's good credit. So a month ago, I went to this person and gave him some money to get me, he said, just go to this bank, set up an account, and we'll get you a loan. He said, in about 2 weeks, you should be able to hear from the bank. Well, it's been about a month, and I'm just wondering if it's just taking time, or if you could read the energy, if there's something else going on, because it's giving me a lot of anxiety. And it's kind of my past coming back because 10 years ago I did have bad credit. I'm thinking, well, maybe now they're going to say...
Okay, yes, we'll hear. Yes, you encapsulated it there beautifully in your last statement when you said it's kind of like your past coming back. You have recreated a situation for yourself. This is how you all heal. This is how you recognize you have healed. You've shifted. You step into the same situations over and over again, and every time you give yourself the opportunity to operate differently. So we're not going to tell you what's going to happen. We instead are going to remind you that your operating system is yours. You are not only in a much better state where your credit is concerned, as you were 10 years ago. You are existing in a higher frequency than you were 10 years ago, and you've forgotten that right now because this situation came along and hit you like a Mack truck, and you dropped your frequency. So you're sitting here in the mud going, oh, no, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? So we're going to recommend you process the energy right now that's being sent your way. Process it right now. Uncross your legs and process the energy. Take a breath. Raise your frequency around this particular issue. Send love and forgiveness. Let's do the whole room. You do this right now. Whole room. All of you. process this particular transmission. Whatever your current issue of the day is, send love back in time to all of those lifetimes where you played this issue out. And you don't have to call them up in your consciousness. In fact, don't even try, because you'll simply limit what's really going on. So you think this is about 10 years of your life or 20 years of your life. No, it's about so much more for you, Vince. It's about lifetimes of the same issue wanting healing. So you all send love to all of those pieces of you existing in whatever realm, whatever life, whatever star system that feel dysfunctional in this way. Send love to your dysfunction without judgment, pure love. Practice this, Vince, specifically around this issue for at least 24 hours. Stop. Every time you try to figure out what to do next, stop it. All of you, stop trying to figure out what to do. Just stop it, all of you, from here on out.
Easy enough, yes.
Because when you're operating from the heart, from your whole heart, there is no more figuring it out. There is simply transmissions of love and manifestations of that love.
So I don't need to keep calling them to find out?
Correct.
Because that's what I've been doing, checking
out. No, you need to go within, shift and heal within, and the situation will resolve itself.
Remember, you're a vibrational being, so work with vibration and not the external world. Because the vibration is created first.
May I ask a question that relates to that?
Yes, and a bunch of hands came up. Irina was up, and then, yep.
I wanted to ask about this grounding stuff, because in my mind, I hear the word ground, and then I hear high frequency. Mm. And to me, it's like I'm Mary Poppins, you know, with an umbrella, and I'm heading up there, and then it's like, oh, but my feet are supposed to be on the ground. And
grounding means, it's very simple, do not go up and out to have your experiences. Allow the energy to come to you. Stay in your body and receive.
Okay, because I think what I'm good at doing is,
yes,
I've been for a while,
leaving.
Is leaving.
Yes. You can't get anything done if you're not in your body.
And again, this is part of what we're talking about. Some of these old visualizations, they're no longer serving you. All right, so if you want to see your body being created and generated around you rather than you coming into it, mm-hmm. if you see yourself as an orb of light and see the body shaping and taking form mm-hmm. around it, the grounding aspect of it is you being infused in this vehicle. Mm-hmm. So you're not necessarily seeing up and down, but rather that it's generated around you and you're infused in it. Yeah. That will help you. Mm-hmm. And this game is about you all bringing your higher consciousness, your higher selves, into the vehicle. That expanded awareness into the vehicle. You can't leave it, all right? You got to be in it.
That, you know, the diamond light meditation that you, or activation.
Yes.
Yes. That always works for me because I immediately am in my body and then feel infused mm. with the light. In fact, it's kind of very sci-fi when I mm-hmm. imagine it. And a lot of the times I get those images of, have you seen Second Life, the computer game where you can create?
I'm aware of it, but not, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like that almost, where I can actually, because I structure my vehicle, my body, and then the light comes to me. So does that sound about close to it?
However you want to see it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's going to be different for
right.
each and every one of you.
Yes.
Because one of you is going to get triggered and activated another way and say, well, this doesn't make sense. Or, you know, this feels limited. Or, wow, this really works. So, again, this is where we go back to saying, play around. Play around with your creativity. You don't have to do the same ritualistic behavior every single day. Just because we've given you one method, and you say, oh, well, this is how I have to ground. I have to see it this way. Mm-hmm. Say, you know, I feel like rather than, you know, the light coming into me, I feel like it wants to make a bubble around me, and then I'm going to be birthed out of it. You know, you can let your imagination guide you. There's no right or wrong way. Whatever allows you to connect with the frequency. That's the whole point of the visualization. It's allowing you to connect with the frequency.
Yes.
My question was, I'm very glad that you brought up the credit scenario, because to me it's a very third dimensional game, and I'm just wanting to ask, is it ever going to shift? There's so much judgment around it. Every day people make their decisions based on, I have to pay this, or my credit.
Yes, it's going, eventually it's going to shift, yes. Okay, your entire way of dealing with money, you're in transition about it already. You're creating for yourselves more and more discomfort. That's probably going to continue now. If you work on the principle of collaboration, if you all start to work in that realm and play in that realm of collaborating and joining your frequencies in that way, you'll be able to navigate through this time in a much easier way, because you'll be keeping your frequency higher anyway, so you're not going to attract to or create for yourselves situations around money that would cause you distress, okay? You'll keep yourself higher, and then eventually, as you fully activate your fifth dimensional chakra systems, you will have no need for money. And that's a process. This is a part of the game.
But what we'll also say here is, in your desire to move out of it, there's also an attachment to it. There's a judgment about it. And that's what you've got to look at, all of you. Because otherwise, it's not a problem. But there is a judgment about money itself and a desire to move away from it, flee from it for many of you, because of the system and the structure. So you've got to make peace with that, because if you are still judging it in some way, you are still going to be attracting that in so that you can shift it, so you can heal it, so you can let it go. Simply perceive money as energy, period. That's all it is. It is a physical representation of energy. But look at your judgments around it and what you think about having it and not having it, or other people who have it or don't have it. And remember that those who don't have it and those who have it are simply creating these scenarios for themselves. It's their own stories, and there's nothing right or wrong about it. Do you all understand what we mean by this?
Well, Ed, remember as well, they're all reflections of you. They are all, everyone, we all are reflections of each other, always. So when you interact with one who has a lot, they're reflecting back to you your ability to create that. When you interact with one who has less, they're reflecting back to you your own heart state, feeling state as well, where money is concerned. If you can really begin to understand that you're already in a giant collaboration here, and that's part of that illusion scenario, okay, limited perspective. You're all in a giant collaboration. As you get more conscious now about your desire to collaborate, willingness. Yes, you must desire to collaborate. You must be willing to let go of living your lives the way you have and open up to other people, really open up. And that scares the crap out of many of you. It really does. It causes you, some of you, to want to hide. So as you feel that contraction, as we talked about earlier through Wendy, as you feel that contraction, pulse more love and light through you, remember that's just an idea or related to a trauma. It's not what you came here to do. You came here to consciously collaborate in loving ways. You had your hand up, and then
we're gonna say one other thing here. Is that you're already collaborating, whether you're conscious of it or not. You're already connected to everyone and everything, whether you are conscious of it or not. So that thing that you fear is an illusion anyway. Now, we also want to say here that you can start using holography to your benefit. You can start finding more and more frequencies and choosing to download frequencies into your own field. It's like downloading programs from your movie, The Matrix. So if there's something you want to learn how to do and you know someone else who is able to do that thing already, asked to find that frequency. They've written the recipe on how it's done. You don't have to reinvent it. You can simply tap into the frequency. Because sometimes you all get locked in this idea of, I don't know where to start, I don't know how to do this, I haven't got a clue, and it shuts you down. Well, someone else in the collective has probably already found a method of achieving that frequency. So you simply, as a vibrational being, have to put yourself into alignment with that frequency. All right? You don't have to know exactly in the mind what the frequency feels like. You just have to set that intent, and the heart knows exactly where to go, and open yourself up to receive and connect with that particular frequency. And you'll be able to start to see these transitions. You'll be able to download the information, and that will help to get you inspiration to say, oh, here's some action I can take in order to achieve that vibration.
Yes, Shula here. I want to continue on a bit with this idea of frequency and how it relates to identity. So often as you look at the things that other people have done on your planet and you admire their creations, you think if you plug into their frequency, somehow you're copying them, stealing from them. This, again, goes to that lower density way of being in a third dimensional construct. Okay, you're leaving that. You're leaving all of that behind now. Everything needs to be available to everyone. So we just wanted to point that out. And there's one other piece around frequency. You are used to feeling your feelings as emotions. In a fifth dimensional experience, instead of having an emotional body and processing emotionally, you're going to work with frequency. So there is a frequency that exists in the universe that relates to every single emotion you're used to feeling. So if you find yourself feeling low, feeling down, unable to raise your vibration, call upon the frequency of joy. However it comes to you, you can give it a color. You all are so wonderful, you know, at constructing how it all looks and feels and smells. So let yourself play that game with yourself, but call upon the frequency of joy. And as you inhale the frequency of joy right into your whole heart. As you exhale, infuse yourself with joy. It can be that simple now. And you'll find your emotional bodies then in a neutral zone. You want your emotional bodies in neutral so you can access frequency. Okay, you had a question. This gentleman right here.
Could you expand a bit more on this high probability disclosure event over the next few weeks? Does it have anything to do with the solstice? What's the point of, or the download on the solstice? What's the purpose and how will it all play out? And anything more you can give us?
Well, what we'll say about it is this. Is as far as the disclosure goes, it is likely to be precipitated by an event that will expose a lot of truth. And it will most likely be around civil liberties. The presentation of extraterrestrials is done consciously because it is known in your government the fact that it will create fear and distraction. And for them, it wouldn't be optimal timing to use it. It's like, you know, you've got a card you don't want to play. You want to hold on to it for as long as you can. But if this other probable event comes to pass, they're going to want to play this out because they want to generate fear to suppress. Again, we don't want you to get too ingrained in this idea about control and manipulation. It's just, this is happening. It's going on so that the masses can wake up. Doesn't mean that you have to participate in this game. You can remove yourself energetically and just observe and say, wow, that's really interesting. That's what we want you to do, is just to observe it. And then if you find yourself getting activated through the process, great, another fear identified, another opportunity to integrate. That's all it is. It's just shifting from this playing field of the global events to the interdimensional. It's going to happen anyway. It's just a matter of timing, but we're seeing this timeline coming closer, and yes, it is in part due to the solstice, because the frequencies you're getting more and more downloads, the frequencies are higher, and so truth is coming up. So we're seeing this as part of a possible trigger. And the timelines, they're moving back and forth. We're not able to nail it down entirely. But yes, it's soon.
Well, and part of what's happening as well is because you are sitting in a higher resonance now. At a continual basis, you're able to see more. So there are more sightings happening. It appears that there are more in your skies. There really are not more in your skies. You just have more access. But because you have more access, they also have more access to you. So your governments are also aware, as we said, it's really a matter of time now. It's just a matter of time before contact is made, and they'd like to control the event. So they want to be in charge of it. We're giving you this information as well because it's more evidence of the shift. You know, many of you have taken in this information. You've processed it, that you're shifting. You're shifting your frequency. You're creating a new reality for yourselves. And you've had doubts along the way at times or not seen evidence of it. Over the past few years now, it's been made obvious to all of you, you're shifting. It's happening. The shift is not a future event. You're in your shift. You will continue to shift. And this is just part of the shifting event. Reacquainting with your galactic neighbors. The piece we're giving you is that it will probably be a controlled event, which, oh, what's new on the planet? Yes?
Kind of combination of question on those last couple of points of curiosity. Wendy had said about a year and a half ago that there would be no more income tax in about 5 years, and also is this WikiLeaks event part of that government being on the defensive? And also, in regard to chemtrails, Wendy had said that there was a lot of energy for us a couple of weeks ago that was present for us all, and the government was trying to control it. Any comments along all those lines?
Just a little ground to cover.
Let's take those one at a time, shall we? WikiLeaks. Can we do that one first? Yeshua here on WikiLeaks. It will and it won't do what you want. Like everything, it will and it won't do what you want. You all really need to...
discernment.
Yeah, and get out of the way of looking at things playing out in a linear fashion. You're very tied to beginning, middle, and end of a story. So you want to see the end of this WikiLeaks story now. Okay. Well, the end of it might happen 5,000 years ago. So this is how you all operate in reality, when you step out of linear time and begin playing with timelines. You heal something in this moment. You affect many other moments in the universe, and the actual impact of that might be much greater. The most important thing you can do right now, all of you, is live your lives from a place of love. We understand you want the truth from someone else, some government official. So you want someone to come clean. So many of you want someone to come clean. So come clean yourselves. What are you not being truthful about? All of you are still holding moments, hiding, being dishonest, playing that game. All of you, still. That's your work. Be here, loving, open, and truthful. The more you go within and shift your internal technology, the more external reality takes care of itself. And then these kinds of situations no longer even manifest.
Still continuing in the line of vibration. When you think about wanting a government to topple or to come clean, all right, there again is a polarity there. it's happening out of fear, because in some way you feel like you're being suppressed or you're being controlled. All right? Do you all feel that in your bodies when you think about it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you all associate with that?
Mm-hmm.
So find that vibration within yourself, all right? It doesn't really have to happen for mass consciousness, but it needs to happen for you as you feel it and as you experience it. See yourself as not needing control, not being controlled, and allowing all to be as they are. Align yourself with that vibration. And you will put yourself on a timeline in which that exists. It may take a while for you to see that in your external reality, all right, for you to shift. You may have to shift through several to get there. But keep pulsing that vibration and aligning yourself with that version of you where that is your reality, where all can be as they wish to be, and it doesn't have to keep you suppressed as an individual. All right? Mass consciousness can have their version of reality, and this is one area that it doesn't have to overlap. So, again, we keep saying, go back to see how you are experiencing the frequency as you think about things, as you look into the external world. And again, go back within and see, as Yeshua would say, what's going on in your own personal life? Where are you playing that drama out?
In the back, and then...
Could you elaborate a little bit about the concept that we are living different lives at the same time according to different decisions we are taking in our life?
You're talking about multiple realities. Some of you call them parallel realities, but yes. So we'll give you a little bit of structure. So you have an oversoul. That's a great big, 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 big being that exists in a much higher frequency, your oversoul. From the oversoul, many, 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 many pieces break off. Okay, this is just our version of how it all works. Many pieces break off, and you would call those pieces higher selves, okay? From the higher selves, many, 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 many pieces break off. You would call those pieces souled beings. So you are a souled being. Okay? However, there's not one version of reality. So you as a souled being relate to a higher self, which also has given birth, so to speak, to many other versions of this version of you. Okay, from your perspective, you are the primary, they are the secondaries. Okay? So what happens to you is most important to you. This is true. From their perspectives, they're all the primaries and you're a secondary. So if they were in this room, they'd be a primary, you'd be a secondary in some other room somewhere else. Yes. Okay, don't try to process this with your minds right now. You can't. You fragment when you try to process this mentally. You feel distorted by the information. Process it with your heart. What we're really telling you is you are connected to a network of many, many beings who are existing right in this frequency that you're in, that have tried on experiences, thrown them off, tried on other experiences, made other choices. And when you go about your day-to-day life, you can link up with those other parts of yourself and find the one that's sitting in the highest frequency and pull that frequency into your current reality. And it's very easy to do it because you're doing it with yourself. So that's the piece we want to give on this right now. Try not to think about it all too much.
Thank you.
And the beauty of the third dimensional mind is that you get the illusion of linear time. Now, the past, present, and future is all one. It's all concurrent. So time is just a marker. And again, you're putting yourself vibrationally with where you want to be for an event. All right?
Yes?
As I work at lifting and vibration and sending love and light and feeling that for all those around me and on the planet. And I love our planet, so she comes first and then all of us. I work really hard on that, and I send out love and light, and I can't avoid noticing that other people, even with their free will, have chosen violence and things that I find very painful. So how do I work with that?
Well, if all are reflections of yourself, than any who is enacting a violent act is a reflection of some aspect of you, maybe in another life, maybe on another world, doing the same action that you haven't made peace with. So what you're saying really is you haven't made peace with yourself. Because you have judgment about those actions. It's true for many of you, and you're programmed to believe here on this planet there's good and bad and right and wrong and black and white and male and female and on and on and on. Okay. Integration is about understanding all are one. There is no right or wrong. Those beings acting out in that manner, Yeshua here, there is always trauma underlying violence. Always. Send love to the trauma. Send love to the moment of trauma. To yourself, to them, you'll be able to rise above and hold the frequency you wish.
Thank you.
I think you were up first.
Can you speak a little bit about relationships and twin flames? I used to believe in that, and that's one thing that shifted for me.
Yes.
All right, so we'll jump in here. This is about all of you creating a divine relationship within yourselves. And you all have all of these different levels and categorizations of separation, my twin flame here, there, the other place. It's about letting go of all of those and creating the divine relationship within. Because once you start to establish that, you're going to start to create a divine relationship with everyone and everything. You're going from this sense of separation to the connection with the collective. So there isn't going to be just a singular being who aligns with your agenda, as it were. Now, as we were talking about before, that there are all these different parts of your ego, or there are different parts of souled beings. Yes, you can connect and align with them, but is that required? No, because you're expanding that sense of who you are as a collective. So you're no longer even creating that point of separation within your higher self, which would have been considered a twin flame. So you're now expanding to connect with other higher selves, which are expanding to connect with the oversouls. So you're removing those partitions, as it were. So the more you create that divine relationship within, the more you're going to start creating it with everyone and everything. And everyone and everything, because they are holographic, they are holding all of your experiences. They have access to. And they can reflect anything back that you really require. It doesn't have to be done with a twin flame. It can be done with a stranger on the street. All right?
Yes.
Could you address the role, if any, of the pineal gland to the shift?
Well, the activation of the pineal gland is helping to excrete chemicals in the body which are helping to release some of the bindings in the mindset, all right, to let go of some of these attachments and basically these pathways and patterns that you've created. They're helping you to let go so that you can have an expanded sense of awareness, the chemical process. Do you have to know all about it physically? No, because again, you're going to go back to the linear state of mind that wants to know how absolutely everything works, and the mind's not going to get you there. So just know that as you're expanding your heart center, you are going through many, many chemical processes in the body as you're altering your frequencies. Your body's constantly dumping out toxins out of the cells. You're activating different hormonal systems and producing new chemicals in the body to help you to increase your energy levels, to help you to increase your frequency so that you're able to have more energy to do other things in the body until you get yourself up and beyond where the body is literally changing itself. You are changing the chemical structure of your body right now. You are creating a new energetic template, the crystalline matrix, which is pretty much, well, it's very similar to the current meridian system that you have, but it's upgraded so that you can run higher frequencies through it, and that is overlaid over the current meridian system, and you are replacing bits and pieces of this meridian system as you go. It's like laying pipe. You cut a section and you replace it, in a sense. All right, that's kind of a simplified visualization. But there are many, 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 many processes that are going on, so you don't have to concentrate just on the pineal gland. The other glands are just as important. The only difference is the pineal hasn't been really active. All right, it's becoming more active in the process. But the others and what they're doing are just as important, that all systems are working in harmony.
Yeshua here, you know, we'll say if you go back to running the frequency of love through your whole heart, running it through your body, expanding into that field that is you connecting with your world. We really want to stress the importance of that field of you connecting with your world. So your body sits in it, this field. Everything that needs to happen physically will take care of itself. Yes.
We will say one other thing here. That remember that your physical body is a representation of your energetic state. It's a projection. So you can all do things to the physical body, all right? But it's working a bit backwards. Because really what you want to work with is the energetic state that creates the body. All right.
I wanted to ask Yeshua a question, and I really feel like it's important, and I can't quite figure out what it is. It's morphed a million times. And but Yeshua's energy sets up such a longing.
Yes. I'm going to share with you, we are going to share with you who we are. You have a story on your planet about a man named Jesus. It's a story. It's a very watered down version of what actually has occurred on the planet. There are a collective of beings who carry with them what we might call the Yeshua frequency. At the time of Jesus, according to your Bible, there were many, many beings who incarnated at that time, bringing to the planet the Yeshua frequency. You are one of them. This is why you resonate with it so strongly. There are others of you in the audience as well who came here at that time and walked the planet as Yeshua. You all performed miracles, did healing work, and came here with a very important message. And the message was, there is one connection, one source. That story was altered into the story of one God. Came here with the message of, there is one. That is all of you. It is all of us. You came to the planet, all of you, who carried the Yeshua frequency with you at a time when extraterrestrials had been posing as gods and goddesses here on the planet and had wreaked havoc with the Earthlings. The Yeshua frequency incarnated and shifted that dynamic. You are all here again to finish that work. So this is why you are triggered in the way that you are.
Okay, thank you.
A little aside, Yeshua talked to me yesterday and told me that I'd be telling the Yeshua story and my understanding of the Yeshua story, so now I know what that is. But I want to tell you that, Judith, because as you said, oh, I want to ask you a question, I don't know what, I'm like, oh, I already know. That was already, I was already downloaded with that yesterday.
Oh, I see, thank you.
Okay, yes, in the back, and then Gloria, right?
The Palladians have helped me with this before, Kevin has, he's in the room with us also, so since Yeshua's here, I'm going to ask you for your help as well. My issue of the day is something that has come up, which I thought I had cleared, that's come up recently, and it is about dark magic.
Mm.
And when I sent out unconditional love with that exercise we just did, a lot of fear came back to me. And I need help to please clear this out, because that situation arose in my life again.
You felt a lot of fear, is what you're saying, correct? Okay. So, Yeshua here, one of the reasons you're having this experience, it was illuminated earlier, is because you're preparing for this download, this transmission of energy you're going to receive on the solstice. So in the preparation for it, and in the band of energy you're currently moving through right now as well, the photonic energy, a lot of you are revisiting old stories you had thought you would put to rest. Well, this is what happens as you re-ascent. Every time you shift up to a higher frequency, you got to clear it all on that level. All you need to know right now is this. You're better now. You're better already. You're better right now. I am better now. You are better. Things can happen very quickly for you now. One of the issues you had on this planet is it used to take you a long time to heal. Mm-hmm. You would play out your healing processes over months and even years at times. You can heal now in an instant. You can transform, send love again, right now in this moment. And no, you have nothing to fear, especially yourself. There's nothing in yourself you need to fear.
We'll throw out two cents in. So also know that as you're pulsing more love, you're just integrating more and more levels. Again, as you were saying, you're going higher, so there's a new deeper level. Because if you had healed all of that, or you brought it all up to your conscious awareness at the time we originally started talking about it, it would have been way, way too intense for you to deal with. So you've got to take it in little bits and pieces. And this is why you keep bringing things up and up and up again. Because otherwise it's just too much for you. And you will never take on any more than you're prepared to. You know what is the right amount for you. So that's why you appear to continue to repeat issues. And sometimes you do it one more time just to make sure you got the lesson. I just want to make sure I got it. Let's try it one more time. So, again, the more you're holding those higher frequencies of love, the more the lower stuff comes up. Acknowledge it. It is still part of who you are. It is a split part in duality, but it is still an aspect of source creation. So as you appreciate it for what it is, a vibrational signature, you don't judge it, you're just allowing it to have its own existence, and you acknowledge it and you let it in instead of holding it at bay. Say, all right, thank you. That was the vibrational experience of the time. And here now I'm choosing a new vibration.
Yeshua, here, you have attached some shame. Let it go. Send light through the shame. All of you, we've said this before, we'll say it again. Shame paralyzes your process. Shame will stick you in place and prevents you from being able to move beyond, transition. So see shame in any way you wish, and then simply send love, send light through, blow it away, let it go. Again, whatever works for you. Gloria, you had your hand up.
Yes, talking about finishing the work. I don't know about this story, but apparently this experiment on Earth has been to, I don't know if it is restruct or undo the destruction for other timelines. According to our integration that we are doing already. So basically, I want to tell myself that we did it already, mm-hmm. It's done, mm-hmm. Like for everybody to say it was worth it. So,
it was worth it. Good, yay! Well, we'll even say, it. Not only was it worth it was fun. You all are having a lot of fun. You are.
Why does it feel so bad?
Because your perception is off. You've chosen to run, focus on,
denser, darker, heavier emotions. Bring your emotional body to neutral and begin to channel the frequency of joy through you more often, and you will have more fun. But your higher self is having fun, no matter what. It's fun.
And you're bringing your higher self into your body so you can have more of this awareness of fun.
Yes?
If we were aware of the download on December 21, can you give us a movie trailer synopsis?
I mean, understanding it's huge, but
what do we have to look forward to?
Maybe this will be a good thing to close out with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What we're coming into.
Yeah. Well, the download's going to be different for everyone about what they want to focus on, which pieces of this download they want to unpackage, if you will. What do they want to open? What do they want to get into? And it's different for each and every person. But we will say, you know, you're talking about what's coming for 2011, we will say the disclosure. That's one of it, one of those things. Accelerated time and your understanding of the constructs of time. That's also coming that you're working with. That is also part of the download. It's reminding you of time. The geometrical patterns for the structure of time within different dimensions, which we don't want to get into, all right, because there's a whole nother day worth of conversation. But you are going to experience compressed time, and many of you will feel really uncomfortable in that if you're trying to operate in the old way. You say, I don't have enough time to get anything done. I feel like I just start and my day's over. And what this will force you to do is shift the framework, shift your perception of time so that you start stepping out of it, start manipulating it. And you start doing this internally as you are intuitively guided. We've talked a lot about vibration and aligning with vibration. This is how we work with time. Time is a marker. So we simply align ourselves with the vibrational frequency that exists in that now moment that is labeled with a particular timestamp. And this is what you all are going to start to do intuitively, because that's the normal way of working. Here's another piece, as we were talking about before, about having fun with everything. You all are in a rush to get to this other point, this past 2012 multidimensional perspective point. What we'll say to you is you already know what that existence is like. What you don't know is, how do you go through the integration process here? This is the interesting bit. This is the part that you all came for. So have fun with it and learning to play with it. Make it a game for yourself. See what you can do with it today. Get curious about it today. How can I see this today? How can I shift my perspective to have a new experience today? And the more conscious you can be of experiencing a reality in that way, the more fun it can be. But time is certainly one of those things that you're going to play with a lot more next year.
We're going to add as well, many more are going to begin awakening in 2011. And as that happens, those of you who have pioneered the remembering process are going to find yourselves busier and busier being a facilitator to those who are newly remembering. You have to remember, everyone here on the planet is being given the opportunity to download their higher self and shift, no matter what they're doing in this moment. Everyone has that opportunity. We're seeing, so when we say everyone, that means all your politicians, all of the, yes, that's right, absolutely. All your bankers, that's right. And there's going to be a big remembering in 2011, and some of these people who, in your illusion of reality and that perception, hold significant power, may have awakening processes happen. They may begin to start operating at higher frequencies. So be careful about wanting to throw out your government. Remember, there are many here on this mission in all walks of life. And part of the awakening process, part of the remembering process for some, has very specific timing. Okay, if all your politicians, those in government, governing, awoke, remembered a very long time ago, you'd no longer be playing the game the way you are now. So you do have that bigger remembering to look forward to in 2011 as more and more awaken, which offers the opportunity for more and more collaboration. But you're going to see that then reflected back to you and your leaders as well. And they may begin to actually operate as leaders of higher frequency energy, including your president. Mm-hmm. It's very, we'll say, Nora doesn't want to say this.
So we'll say it. It's very possible.
Yeah. Well, I was debating between possible and probable. That was the one I couldn't choose. So thank you for saying. Yeah, we're going to say to you it's possible that he may download a much higher frequency being and allow that being to move through him and to begin operating through him. It is possible. It's not a certainty.
What about the Republicans?
We're going to ask you not to do that. You know, we know you're making a joke and you're making light, yes. But when we say all are remembering, all are remembering, yes, no matter what they're doing right now.
And we will say it's important that as you encounter anyone, be it your family members, especially as you enter into this holiday season, or whether it is someone that you, you know, your government officials, do not assign judgment to them based on their past actions. Mm. See them as a divine being in that moment, mm, capable of making brand new choices. Mm-hmm. Hold that higher vision for them. And actually, this is a really good time for you to do it when you're with your family, because you know that they have certain behaviors and you expect them to behave in certain ways. So what if you entered into the situation seeing them as being an expanded being capable of making brand new choices and interacting with you in a way that they have never interacted with you before? How fabulous would that be? And this is what we encourage you to envision for them, that they can be whatever they want to be. They no longer have to use their past as who they are. They can redefine themselves. You are constantly redefining yourself with each and every breath that you take. Most of you just aren't chucking out the old programs. You're running them over and over. But with each breath, you redefine who you are. Or the illusion of who you are. The limited perception of who you are. And eventually you throw out all the distortions that say you're limited, and then you simply are your higher self. But hold that vision for others as well. And you'll find that your interactions with them are very, very different.
Yeshua here. We're going to close now. We thank you all for being exactly who you are in this moment. We love you. We honor you. We are always here for you. Close your eyes. Take a breath. Feel our presence. We are always here for you.
You know, there are so many beings here who wish to be of assistance. You've got so much support. So, you know, for every one of you, there are at least 10 of us behind you supporting you, wanting to be of assistance to you. So feel free to call on any of us at any time. And know that you have within you the ability to hear us clearly, easily, and effortlessly. Hold that frequency, align with that frequency, and trust what you get. So as always, dear ones, we are watching, we are waiting, and we are sending many well wishes.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
So we want to thank you all for coming. We are looking at doing something in probably the end of February in Ojai. Nora and I are really excited as we're talking about this. Brand new levels of information for both of us that we're bringing through. Some brand new stuff, and I think maybe a little bit on form matter. So there'll be more information up on our websites shortly on that.
We're talking about a weekend-long event in Ojai, a Friday evening channeled lecture, all-day workshop Saturday, all-day workshop Sunday. You can participate on any level you want. So we're in the process of getting that together. Thank you all so much for being here, John. Thank you for holding the energy.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Wendy.